Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dave Leeper. Batting second. The right fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting third. The DH, Daryl Motley. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Org. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Scranton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Jones. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Leeper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Leeper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Leeper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leeper hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Canseco fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Canseco. Moreno moves to third. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreno tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Gallego pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards left. Leaper chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Leaper. Gallego scores. Henderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Baker reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Phillips moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rob Picciolo pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Scranton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scranton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Jones moves to second. Dave Leaper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaper is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Scranton moves to second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moreno hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scranton scores. Leaper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Ferreira now pitching. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Leaper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scranton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jim Scranton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scranton is 0-for-1 in the game. Scranton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scranton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Leaper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leaper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreno for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Heath reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Heath steals third. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferreira fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Langford now pitching. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. John Way then now catching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Baker reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Beckwith now pitching. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Mura now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Scranton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scranton is 0-for-2 in the game. Scranton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing center field. Dave Leeper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leeper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leeper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Mura covering, for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Motley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eorg moves to second. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 3 in the game. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Eorg moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Wei then moves to second. Jim Scranton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scranton is 0 for 3 in the game. Scranton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mura fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.